Welcome back to Sound Opinions. I'm Jim DeRogatis. He is Greg Kot, and we are sharing some of our favorite songs inspired by the sea. You know, Greg, I grew up in New Jersey, so going down the shore, as we call it, right? Going to Keensburg, going to Lavalette, going to Asbury Park.
Yeah.
A lot of time to think about the ocean and great ocean songs. And they don't get any better than the Velvet Underground. The backstory of its song, Ocean, is fascinating. You know, the Velvets split with John Cale, and they were moving record labels. That wonderful live album, 1969 Live, comes out in the midst of that. They go to MGM Atlantic, and they make Loaded. And Ocean was in consideration for that. It was recorded in 69, didn't make the cut, never really saw the light of day except for Insane Tape Traders until the VU album of outtakes from this group. What I love about this is, you know, obviously the lyrics, here come the ocean, the waves down by the shore, right? Okay, but the way the music captures the ocean, thanks to Mo Tucker, one of the great drummers of all time and the most underrated. You know, these kind of rolling rhythms and the mallets on the toms and the cymbals. This song sounds like the ocean. It sounds like you are adrift at sea. And that's what I love about it. Velvet Underground, Ocean on Sound Opinions. Velvet's Ocean on Sound Opinions. I think it's also very close cousin, Greg, to Heroin, you know, in the same way.
Yeah, an epic song.
Yeah, absolutely. And the way that that song evokes this drug trip, this song evokes the ocean. What do you got?
This is another song in the mold of Sail on Sailor, which I just played from the Beach Boys, A Salty Dog from Procol Harum. I admit I am a complete sucker for this band. I love Procol Harum.
Yeah.
They write these fantastical images. I mean, A Whiter Shade of Pale. Anybody who can figure that song out,
what's
you're
it mean?
A better
I have
man
no idea
me,
what it means. You know? I always thought that song was like the band on the Titanic playing as the ocean liner sank.
Yeah, it's an incredible song, and it's a song that just constantly is a point of discussion. And I think A Salty Dog is in its league. Less highly rated song, perhaps, less well known, but I think right up there in the Procol Harum list of greatest songs ever. The lyricist was a guy by the name of Keith Reed. The guy who wrote all the music and sang most of the lead vocals was keyboardist Gary Brooker. They had a 1969 album named after this song. There's a beautiful string arrangement on this song. Friends of mine who are huge classical music buffs gravitated toward A Salty Dog because they said, that's Chopin. These guys are riffing on Chopin. Procol, Whiter Shade of Pale, was riffing on Bach. These guys knew their classical influences. This is a song about a voyage apparently around the tip of the Cape of Good Hope, around the tip of Southern Africa, which is a very treacherous route in the old days of sailing the high seas. There's a shipwreck. Apparently, there are no survivors. A lot of controversy about what this song actually means. One interpretation that I really like is that the last verse is talking about these guys being lifted up to heaven. You know, upon the seventh seasick day, we made our port of call. Mm. They're all dead, and they're now ascending to a different planet, a different space, you know?
Did you miss the part before where I said people could play this show at their barbecue? A little uplifting
music.
Well,
it is kind of uplifting in a way. It reminds me a little bit of A Mutiny on the Bounty. It's got all these kind of epic overtones to it, and it's a beautiful song. A Salty Dog by Procol Harum on Sound Opinions.
The mask tears of joy.
Great song about the high seas, at least in my opinion, A Salty Dog by Procol Harum. Jim, you've got another one for us, right?
I do. This is the most obvious of my picks for this show. But, I mean, how can you not go with Otis Redding sitting on the dock of the bay? You ever been to Sausalito?
Yeah, absolutely. Beautiful.
Well, sort of. I mean, you know, San Francisco is right across there, you know. And Sausalito is sort of the low-rent cousin.
Yeah.
Otis Redding had just played the Fillmore. He was at the height of his powers, one of the great voices of his generation. He was staying on a houseboat, you know, in Sausalito. The wonderful autobiographical simplicity of this song. I left my home in Georgia. I headed for the Frisco Bay. You know, and he's sitting on the dock of that bay. He is watching the ships roll in and the tide roll out, and he's describing it. Steve Cropper had to finish the song because Redding tragically died out here in the Midwest, December 1967. You know, you got the incredible band of Steve Cropper on guitar, Donald Duck Dunn on bass, Al Jackson on drums. I mean, this is as good as it gets. And there was concern at the label that maybe this was too pop to put out, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, on the short list of, like, if you had to make the list of a dozen perfect songs in the entire history of pop music, right, you know, you'd have to really work hard to come up with better than Sitting on the Dock of the Bay. And apparently from the very beginning, Otis wanted those sounds of the waves and the seagulls at the beginning, and Steve Cropper thought it was a little bit cheesy, but he added it in because that's what Otis wanted. What a beautiful song. Otis Redding, Sitting on the Dock of the Bay on Sound Opinions.
I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. 'Cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on a dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. Everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. This 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on a dock of the bay, wasting time.
Otis Redding, Sitting on the Dock of the Bay. You're going to have to work hard to top that, Cot.
Well, that's a great song. I'm going to go completely the opposite way. Not even going to try to be positive or uplifting with this song. It just is one of the most disturbing songs ever written.
I'm going to remind people your sea phobia here, in case they didn't hear that in the beginning, where you fessed up, you're afraid of the water.
Here you go. You know, water can be interesting the way the imagery is used. You know, take me to the river, Al Green. It's it's about spiritual cleansing, renewal. A lot of people associate bodies of water with this kind of sense of renewal. But it also can be a burial ground. Every mafia movie you ever seen, the guy's thrown into the river, right? I think P.J. Harvey's tapping into that tradition with Down by the Water from her 1995 album, To Bring You My Love. You know, the song seems to suggest that an innocence was being lost here. It's not quite clear who's losing their innocence, but something bad is happening. And you have to sort of read between the lines. What happened under that bridge? We still don't know the answer to that question in this song. So she's combining a couple of traditions here that I was talking about, the spiritual renewal, the burial ground. Oh, help me, Jesus, come through this storm. That's one of the lines in the song. She's asking for God's help, Jesus' help, in getting through this trauma that she's going through. And I had to lose her to do her harm is the very next two lines in the song. And you're going, uh-oh, we got a problem here. So she's standing she's standing on the banks of this river, much like Otis is.
Yeah.
You know, observing something, participating in something perhaps, but on the shore, looking into this river. And she's begging these fish at the end of the song to bring back her purity in a way, to bring back my daughter to me. One of the interpretations is that there is a child killing. A child has been killed in this song. Another interpretation is that she was abused as a child, the narrator of the song we're talking about, and has come back to the river to seek some sort of redemption. So there's all sorts of interpretations. I've talked to Polly about the song a couple times because I'm endlessly fascinated by it. She says, I'm not going to tell you.
No, she won't go there, no.
You know, it's up to you. It's Polly whatever Jean you Harvey. Think it is. Yeah. So anyway, PJ Harvey with Down by the Water on Sound Opinions. Down by the Water from PJ Harvey on Sound Opinions. That wraps up our discussion of great songs about the sea. Before we head back to shore, we want to hear from you. Call and leave a message on our hotline, 888-859-1800, with your favorite song about the sea. Coming up after the break, a conversation and live performance from Phoebe Bridgers at the Goose Island Tap Room in Chicago. That's after a break from WBEZ Chicago and PRX.